I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh, my God. People are texting in. Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5. The End.
All right, 916-766-1065. We want to know who outside of California is listening to the Wake Up Call this morning. Who's listening from farthest away? Now, we want to know because Gavin actually got two emails, right?
In 24 hours or the last day and a half, it almost seemed weird. Like we showed up somewhere on some blog or something that made all these people outside the area not just listen, but like contact me for some reason. First was a guy in Toronto, and he was just somebody who reached out to me to do a phone scam. And when I saw his area code, I asked where he was, and he's like, oh, I live in Toronto. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But then this other guy, his name's Cameron, he lives in Seattle. And he and I had a very long email exchange back and forth because him and his wife both from Seattle have listened to us for a while. And they're thinking about moving down to Sacramento. And he wanted to know, like, did you like it when you moved to Sacramento? And how is the area? So I, like, answered all of his questions like I was the president of the tourism board or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, we used to have, and I haven't seen her on replying on Facebook for a while, but we used to have a listener named Julie from Nebraska. And
right.
She was an avid listener, and she sent us, like, Huskers t-shirts. That's Nebraska, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
yeah.
Not only her, but we had for years, and she does still listen, a French listener named Ophelie, who listens. Well, now she lives in Scotland, but she lived in Paris for a long time.
And you know what's so sweet about Ophelie is my oldest daughter had to do a school project that was like, where is your ancestry from? And we're going to pretend to take a trip there. And she shot a video on her iPad and sent it back to Emma and said, Emma, thank you so much for coming to visit me in Scotland. We had such a good time. Here's all the places we went. And then did all these historical places in Scotland. Our listeners are amazing.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, so 916-766-1065. We already got some text messages. I'm currently in Southern California. I listened to you guys from New Orleans when I took a trip out there. That's super cool. Someone else texted in. I know someone that listens to you in Indianapolis on occasion because they love you so much from 10 years ago. That's great, too. But we want to take your calls. 916-766-1065. Who is listening from farthest away? Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Matt, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from the Ukraine.
Oh,
from
wow.
Ukraine. What?
What are you doing there?
I've been here for about 9 months now. I'm on a mission trip.
Oh, now that's fun.
Wow.
Well, I would imagine it'd be hard to even come back right now anyway.
Yeah, but I'm ready.
So as soon as the pandemic hit, what have you been doing then? Like, because, I mean, you can't, I'd imagine you're still socially distancing, so... Like, are you just kind of, like, killing time over in the Ukraine?
Yeah, just killing time listening to you guys.
I mean, that definitely kills time.
Well, look at that. The Ukraine.
Huh. Okay, put it on the board, Kevin.
Yeah, put it on the board. Well, Matt, we appreciate you listening, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
916-766-1065. We want to know who is listening from the furthest away. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. So where are you calling us from?
I am calling you from the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
So I think I'm probably a lot further than most of your listeners. But this gives me a taste of home, you know?
Where? Where in the Middle East?
I can't actually tell you my exact location, unfortunately.
Wow. How mysterious.
What do you do? What is the reason?
You know, I'm a big fan of the show, but
okay.
I can't tell you
thanks.
That information either.
Wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
Very
so,
exciting.
So I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. You're a killer. You kill for America, and wow, you like our show. You're a trained assassin. Wow.
I will say this. When it comes to billiards, I have been known to slay a few individuals.
I don't know what that means, but that is...
I feel like we're in some kind of movie now, starring Liam Neeson. Oh, my God. This is great.
Well,
okay, so we give you the chuckles after a good hard day's work of killing, right?
Okay, stop calling him a killer.
Listen, please. Glenn, we appreciate you listening. I mean, we don't have very many listeners, so the fact that you're listening and calling in from the Middle East or, you know, wherever that is in the Middle East,
man,
we really appreciate it. Glenn, thanks for the call. 916-766-1065. Who is listening the furthest away? Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Where are you calling us from?
Transylvania.
What is happening?
Shut
what? You're supposed to have a scary accent or something.
I do not talk like this, okay?
But everyone else does.
You don't sound Transylvanian, so I'm going to assume you're from the States. Are you from the Sacramento area?
Yeah.
Okay, so then how in the hell did you find your way there? Did you get lost?
I met someone online through the international dating site, and he proposed, but he didn't want to move to the U.S., so I moved out here.
Well, and the good news is he's a count with a castle, too.
Okay. He definitely doesn't have a castle, but there's a lot of castles around.
You know, I want to know where the story started that Transylvania, which is a real country, by the way.
It's a region, Rain. It's a region.
A region, okay. How that got typecast into being a scary place where vampires live with mansions on top of hills, and it's always dark. There's never sun with bats flying around constantly.
There's definitely sun.
There is sun.
I think you have to go back to Vlad the Impaler, Rain. I think that's who Dracula was based on, and he was like a Romanian muckety-muck or whoever he was. I think he was a count, actually. Well, thank you for listening.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
916-766-1065. We want to find out who's listening from farthest away. Stella, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Where are you calling us from?
Italy.
Italy?
Oh. Italy! Buongiorno! Yeah.
What part of Italy?
Florence.
Okay, so then what are you doing in Italy?
Well, I work for a bank, and I was given an option to relocate just, like before COVID hit. Yeah.
So were you there, like, when you must have been there when things were, like, bananas in Italy?
Yeah, I mean, definitely shut down and everything. We're getting to a point now where, you know, you can get out a little bit, not in crowded places, at least I don't, but I can at least see some parts of the countryside and things like that with my rental. But it's still beautiful. At least if you're going to be stuck anywhere, you know what I mean? At least
you've
got it beautiful.
Do you regret taking the position there?
I did, start to regret it a little bit, but then I realized I was actually spending more time with friends and family on, WhatsApp and Zoom calls and things like that than I did when I was home.
Yeah, that's a good point. Plus, on top of that,
true. You
know what Sacramento doesn't have? The Duomo and the birthplace of the Renaissance.
Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.